Blog Talk Radio.
The Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning and welcome to From Marvel with Love. This is the day that the Lord has made and we will be glad and rejoice in it. It is Fabulous Friday, y'all, and it is 11 o'clock in North Central Texas. That's 9 on the West Coast and 12 on the East Coast. It is 50 degrees here and sunny, so that is a blessing. I know that on the East Coast, they have been hit with a snowstorm and people are just beginning to kind of dig their way out and I think be set up for another one that's going to be coming this weekend. But I just want to say hello and thank you and welcome. I have a very exciting show for you today. I am interviewing a young woman by the name of Marcy Williams Cromer, and she is the author of this new book called The Rancher in Stilettos. It is a romantic novel, so I can't wait to talk to her and find out all about this new book that she just written. Also, we are going to be still talking about PPP. If you have a small business and you need some help, we will have James Conright. He's the Senior Vice President of the Vista Bank, of lending for Vista Bank, and he will be on our show to talk a little bit more about PPP. And so I look forward to that conversation as well. And as we just kind of dive into things that are happening, you know, here on From Marvel with Love, I want to just share with you from a place of love. That's where I come from. I look at the glass as half full instead of half empty. I try to share and spread love in of every topic that we tackle. And, you know, we are dealing with some things. We are dealing with a lot of things here in this country. You know, COVID is on the top of our list. Thank God that we have a new president now. It is our 46th president, President Joe Biden, and our vice president, a Black Asian woman by the name of Kamala Harris, who is thebomb.com as far as I'm concerned. So with that in mind, we have high unemployment all across this country. It is so much. But here's some good news I wanted to share with you. So the Senate last night, the Senate backs Joe Biden's stimulus package, but rejects a quick minimum wage hike. You know, that's kind of, you know, that's just kind of the way, you know, you get one thing, but you don't get the other. But anyway, the Democrats agreed to limit direct checks from high earners, but defeated several Republican amendments to a budget resolution key to passing the president's $1.9 trillion rescue. The Senate endorsed President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package just before sunrise this morning, voting along party lines over unified Republican opposition to approve a budget blueprint that would allow Democrats to with no GOP support. Now, after a 15-hour voting session that stretched overnight, Vice President Kamala Harris, excuse my tongue this morning, arrived early in the morning to the Senate dais where she cast her first tie-breaking vote. Senate adopted the budget measure by a vote of 51-50 about 5:30 this morning. And that just goes to show you how important, how very, very important it was for those two seats in Georgia to come over to bring a 50-50 Senate. And that we elected a Democrat president and vice president, and the vice president is actually the president over the Senate. So her vote, she is a Democrat, so she votes along with the Democrats. So she is the tiebreaker. So that was just the importance of that. Back in November when we had the election and everything was going on, Trump was trying his best to, you know, he's trying his best to say that he's winning. He won the election. You know, he wanted the votes to be recounted and recounted and recounted and recounted. And he knew the reason why that had, he wanted that done. There was a reason for his madness, because he knew that when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris stepped in, that the Senate, that the Senate was going to possibly by the Democrats as well. So that's why he was down in Georgia making all that stink and trying to get the attorney general and the governor and everybody to recount those votes and stuff, and not, you know, because he was doing his best. He was doing his best to thwart that because he knew what was going to happen once the Senate was 50-50. And so with that possibility in mind, it was all he could do. Now, here, I want to kind of stick with him just for a minute here. I am a fan of the Rachel Maddow show, and so I watched it last night. And as I was watching it last night, she was talking about names, you know, and titles now. Now, the vice president, he has now calls himself the former vice president, and he's got a new job with a company. But his letterhead says the former vice president. And then Trump is still saying he will not call himself the former president, which by right, that's exactly what he is. And every former president in the history has called themselves the former president. He is not calling himself that, and he will not allow anyone else to call him that. So he is calling himself the president, the 45th president. The 45th president. That's what he's calling himself. His letterhead says the 45th president. And it's kind of hysterical because, you know, I've said this, and I mean, this is just my opinion, of course, but I've said that he is the greatest at mental science. And what mental science is, speaking things into existence. It's repeating those things that you want to be true into the universe. And when you speak them into the universe, in turn, the universe returns that to you and gives you that. You know, there's a whole bunch of other different elements about that, but that is like, that's one of them. So anyway, he is the master at that. If you just kind of back and remember and look at some of the speeches. Whenever he was trying to, he repeated that statement of those words over and over and over and over again, believing that they were going to come true. They will, even though he knew in his heart they were lies, that they were going to be true. They were going to come back truth, and then he could just make that happen. Well, well. Guess what? Mental science is good. There's nothing wrong with mental science, but the universe will not tell a lie. That is God saying, "I will not tell a lie." And so, all that stuff that he's saying and he said never came true. So he's got himself a new set of attorneys because the last batch skied up and said, "I will not do this." And so his trial in the Senate begins Monday on the 8th. And the Senate asked his attorneys to have him come and testify about the riot on January the 6th. And of course, his attorneys were like, the 45th president will not appear. The 45th president will not appear. Now, that doesn't mean that the Senate can't subpoena him, because don't you know that Donald Trump, as much as he loves to talk, he wants to be there. You know that he wants to say, he wants to testify. And as Rachel said last night, she said, "I'll pay good money to see that, to see him come to the Senate and testify," because you know that's really what he wants to do. But his attorneys are speaking on his behalf by saying, no, he will not, for the 45th president will not appear in the Senate. He will not testify. So they are saying that all the stuff that he said at the time was not a lie, because he truly believed that they were true, that he did win the election and so forth. So I can't wait to follow this trial next week and see everything that's going to be happening. I want to welcome Arthur Clinton Filming. Welcome, Arthur. Thank you for tuning in today. And yes, this is Black History Month. You know, and there's a story. There is a definite story about Black history that it started out as a week, and it started out many, many years ago, and it was in January between the birthday of Lincoln and I think, I can't remember the other right now off the top of my head. My brain is a little fried. But anyway, you know what? We got the month. Even though as Black people, we should be celebrating this all year long, 365 days out of the year. That's what we need to be doing. So, but I want to also talk to you about some other things that are in the news here at iMessenger Media. Now, the papers did hit the street this week on Thursday. This week we have Texas Metro News and Garland Journal. Garland Journal comes out on the first and the third Thursday of the month, and Texas Metro is every Thursday of the month, and we celebrate the life of our Queen Cicely Tyson, who died last week. But we always celebrate our rich heritage of African people every single day. So even though it's February and it's our month, guess what? It's our year, because we're celebrating every year. Now, there's a Dallas doctor that amplifies his call for more Black medical doctors. UT Southwestern's Dr. Dale, I may be messing his name up, Okor Dudu, has a new documentary about why so few Black men pursue medicine. Now, that story was written actually in the Dallas Morning News, which Texas Metro News is partnering with the Dallas Morning News. So you can actually read all about that article. He says here, a plane ride to Chicago in 2005 crystallized for Dr. Dale how some white people view Black men. An inspiring physician traveling to his cousin's wedding, and an older white man sat next to him and engaged him in a conversation. Soon she, white woman, not man, I'm sorry, she started to berate him for his baggy sweatpants and hoodie and for the way he talked. If he didn't change his manner and appearance, she told him, no one would ever take him seriously. He would never amount to anything. Oh, my God. Now, doesn't that sound like a really interesting story? Because he is not a doctor at UT Southwestern. So you want to read all about that, please go to the Dallas Morning News. That article was written by Anna Kuchmet. You can also go to dallasnews.com. Or you'll be able to find it as well in our newsletter, you know, or at www.texasmetronews.com on our website. Now, caught at the Capitol. Andrew Williams is a firefighter, paramedic with the Sanford, Florida Fire Department, and he was arrested for unlawful entry of restricted building and disorderly conduct on the Capitol grounds. So he got caught. Now, this is a firefighter paramedic from Florida. So they're catching even more. So there, you can read all about that on our website at www.texasmetronews.com. UT Southwestern's Women in Science and Medicine Advisory Committee presents the Ida M. Green Lecture Honoring Women in Science and Medicine Lecture Series. And this is going to be with Kismika Corbett. She's PhD. She's Senior Research Fellow, Vaccine Research Center. And that is going to be on Wednesday, February the 10th from 4 to 5 p.m. You can RSVP, but go to www.texasmetronews.com and get that information where you can RSVP and be in on that lecture series. And today is National Weather Persons Day. And we have some great weather specialists in this North Central Texas area, Dallas, Fort Worth area. And I know that they are in your town, too. You know, I used to always say that they don't know how to tell weather because they will say it's raining one minute, it's going to be raining. You go outside, the sun is shining, you know. But actually, they do. There is a science and a method to the way that they. And if you pay close attention, you know, you'll find really kind of cooling in for my week on Monday, you know, and see what they're saying about the weather for the week starting on Monday. By Wednesday, sometimes that changes, but sometimes it's usually they are pretty well right on in their prediction when they say, you know, that it's going to be, you know, the temperature is going to drop on such and such day. Because I have seen so many people that one day it's 70, and then the next day it's warm when they leave the house. So they dress for yesterday's weather. So they've got women, they've got a little dress on and some sandals, and they're so excited, and they're ready to, you know, enjoy some warm weather. And it's okay when they get in their car and go to work, but by the time it's time to get off, that temperature has dropped 20 and sometimes 30 degrees, and it is cold. They didn't bring a coat. They didn't think that out. But I really love tuning into that. So your weather person today, wish them on their websites and their Instagram and Facebook pages a happy weather person's day. Now, today is the 5th, and they say that on the 2nd that the groundhog did see his shadow, and there's 6 more weeks of winter. We will not be having an early spring. And I guess, you know, in Texas, that could go either way. And our groundhog, I think they call him Pachichani. I can't think of his name. But anyway, I'm like, when those lights are flashing on that groundhog and they're wanting to see if he sees his shadow, how can he not? With the lights and everything. So I don't know. Where that came from and what the significance is of that, I would love for you to let us know that. It was Frederick Douglass. Thank you, Andrew, for that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, it is Black History Month, and let's celebrate Black people from the lowest to the highest. They all deserve, everybody has a place and a gift that they give back to this country. They give to their families, they give to their friends, they give to their work, and they give to their cities and their countries. So now, here's another cool thing that's happened this week as well. DeSoto has elected a new mayor, a new Black female mayor. Now, I've been saying all month long, starting in January, this is the year of the woman, and we want to congratulate Rachel L. Proctor. She was elected mayor of DeSoto. She took over the remaining time from late Christine McCowan's seat as mayor in DeSoto. So, wonderful. Congratulations as far as that goes as well. In Texas Metro News this week as well, our publisher, Cheryl Smith, has written in her My Truth article, Can You Be Lovable? And she writes about Chuck D., a public enemy, his fame, and he has written a book on his autobiography as well. The life and purpose of Cicely Tyson from 1924 to 2021, and she passed. What a great woman. But here, I went on Saturday, last Saturday, there was a drive-by birthday celebration. It was for Mrs. Verna McKenzie. She celebrated 105, her 105th birthday, man. How cool is that? What a blessing it is to be here. 105 years? Oh, my God. I wanted to just sit right next to her and talk and just hear some of her, what she has lived through, some of the things that she actually experienced. You know, they said that we hadn't had a pandemic in this country for 100 years. She was here. Asked her about the pandemic, if she could remember, if she remembered back then, she would have been 5 years old that year of that pandemic. Wow. And it was really neat because the drive-by, it was, it started off with the drum line from the, I can't remember, what did I tell you the name of the school, from the, oh God, it's right here, the paper, but anyway. anyway, the drum line from Oliver Wendell Holmes Middle School, and their principal was there as well. They did a drum line. They came walking down the street, you know, at the beginning, and they were playing their drums and stuff, and then they sat there and they played songs and they danced and everything, and the parade, the drive-by parade started out with a Corvette club, a local Dallas Corvette club. So it was all these Corvettes, you know, driving by. Everybody was honking horns and waving, handing birthday cards to her, singing happy birthday and congratulations and all that. It was so neat. It was so neat. And so I wrote just a little bit about that. And she said, you know, you have made not just my day, but my whole year. And I thought that was so cool. She was so glad. There was even total strangers walking up to her saying, here's a birthday. You know, her family was there, her daughters and granddaughters and great-granddaughters. And it was lovely. So shout out to Mrs. Verna McKenzie on her 105th birthday. Wow. College football. It's coming back, y'all. It's coming back. They're going to have the Black College Classic, Southern Texas and Southern in Louisiana in New Orleans down there. So our guest is she's here. So before we get her anyway, that's coming in to Arlington and it's going to be played in October. So if you guys want to get that. That's all in the paper, but let me introduce to you, our guest today. Today our guest is Ms. Marcia Williams Cromer. She is a native of Huntsville. She says that she began writing early in life. She says everyone has a story to tell. Now, I'm going to let her tell you the rest, but she has just written a new book, and it's called The Rancher in Stilettos. It's a romantic novel based on a group of six Black women whose relationship spans their entire lives. They meet as children in a small town in Texas where they grew up and forged a bond that would last them a lifetime. I'm going to let her explain her book and just ask her about, you know, how she got the inspiration to write this book. And I really do believe exactly what she said. She says, you know, that everybody has a story to tell. So we're going to find out from Ms. Cromer what her story is. So we are going to invite her in. Hello, Marcia. How are you?
Hi there. How are you doing?
I am so good. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on today. I didn't get your book in time, so I have not had an opportunity to read it yet, but I want you to just kind of tell us all about that. Tell us about you and then, you know, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I've been in marketing for over 30 years. I've been in healthcare marketing for over 20 years and, you know, helping other people to market their products and services and writing for them and, you know, doing communications for them. I've always been something that has been kind of a hobby for me. Several years ago, I published a collection of my poems, and during COVID, I decided I need to come out of COVID with something to show for it.
Okay.
So I had in the back of my mind the book and the title, and everything kind of happened organically.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time COVID hit, I thought, well, here's your time. Here's your chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first few months, I did like everybody else. And
gosh, she's frozen, but hopefully she'll come back in. We are having such issues with the internet today.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
Yeah, I said after I finished the first 3 months of COVID cooking, I decided, you know, this is an opportunity you need to utilize since you can't really do places, because I love travel. That's my hobby. That's my passion. But I decided